All right, we have some breaking news that should concern every single American. Our own FBI director, Kash Patel, just got his personal email hacked, which indicates a huge lack of security for every U.S. citizen, every official within the U.S. government, and we already have Iranian hacker groups taking credit for this specific attack. Now, we don't know if they actually did it or if it was some random hackers, but this shows that this administration is getting smacked around from all sides right now. Enemies, bad faith actors, hacker groups, they are taking advantage of the idiocy of coming from this administration, and Kash Patel is Exhibit A. Kash Patel's personal email got hacked and leaked, and we now have a plethora of photos of him smoking cigars, going on vacations. Many of these photos appear to be from before his tenure as FBI director. Like, this photo right here is clearly very, very old, but an Iranian hacker group has already taken credit for this, and this is about the fourth scandal that our FBI director has gotten in since the beginning of the year. It was only about a month ago that Kash Patel was caught partying with the U.S. men's hockey team, and then we learn this was as the United States was gearing up for a war with Iran. So imagine that. The Trump administration is planning and plotting a war with a Middle Eastern country, and our own FBI director is out there partying rather than taking care of, I don't know, counterterrorism or counterintelligence. Watch this. Why is Kash Patel there? Why is our FBI director there jumping, partying, and swirling beers down his throat? It makes zero sense. This is only a little bit after we learn that Kash Patel was firing people in the FBI because they were trying to bring attention to his use of the agency jets. Kash Patel and his celebrity girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, have been abusing taxpayer dollars in order to fly jets around the country, go to different shows and concerts, and then use Secret Service members as essentially Uber or Lyft drivers to get his girlfriend and her friends back to their Airbnb, using and abusing taxpayer dollars for his own gain. Kash Patel is clearly the worst FBI director we've had in American history, and this is just the beginning. So as Disclosed TV reports, FBI Director Kash Patel's personal email address has been hacked, according to the DOJ. This comes only a day after Iran-linked hacking groups claim it breached the FBI. They said, quote, "Soon you will realize that the FBI's security was nothing more than a joke." As Stacy points out, he's literally the worst FBI director of all time. How do you, in the course of 1 year, in the course of one quarter, just the first 3 months of the year, Kash Patel has been caught in a massive jet scandal. He's been using and abusing taxpayer dollars in order to fly himself around. That is just the definition of corruption. He's gotten caught drinking and partying. That is, again, just the definition of corruption. And now he's gotten hacked by a foreign group. We'll look at some of these photos in just 1 minute, but I want to point out his girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, posted this really weird thread 3 days ago. It went super viral. It got 7.2 million views. And none of it quite makes sense. It honestly reads as a really weird manic thread, but maybe this has something to do with the hacking that took place. Let me read this off to you. And by the way, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We have been working every single day to hit 2 million subscribers, and now we're very, very close. So genuinely, thank you to each and every single one of you. We are the fastest growing Gen Z-run independent media company. No backing, nothing. We are just growing every single day because of you all. So thank you. So Kash Patel's girlfriend, this is the FBI director's girlfriend, posting this 3 days ago. She said, thread, a foreign-linked influence network has been running coordinated operations against the Trump administration for 22 months. I know it's real because they ran one against me. I was targeted in something I knew was far from organic. This level of media is isolating, unwanted, and unwarranted. There was nobody to help, nobody to jump in and say, this is a false op and help me. Well, I don't believe in problems without solutions. She says, this is about creating chaos in the Republican Party. I honestly don't quite know what she's talking about here. A foreign-linked influence network has been coordinating operations. Shouldn't this be something you take to maybe, I don't know, the FBI? Why don't you talk to Kash Patel about this and not just write random threads? She says, in July of 2025, I was falsely labeled a Mossad spy in a coordinated campaign to isolate me. Across the operation, July's event, and others dating back to 2024, the data shows 3.1 million retweet engagements. Okay, so it seems like she was getting shit-talked online and she wasn't happy with it. She then wrote a 13-piece thread going through a bunch of information and trying to prove that she is not a Mossad spy. This is some weird, wild stuff coming directly from Kash Patel's girlfriend that you see in this clip.
And if I was actually abusing it, I would go see every one of her shows. I think I get to like 15%.
Just to clarify, how often has he traveled to see you since January 20th?
Gosh, I think with Nashville, he's been in Nashville like...
Yeah, I've been to her house a couple times with her family. Yeah. For the holidays and, you know, birthdays. I've seen her perform this year, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
And if I
so this is them trying to respond to and debunk the critiques that they're abusing government resources to go on trips. And it kind of seems like they're confirming it. His response is that he's not going to 100% of her shows, but 15%.
Actually abusing it, I would go see every one of her shows. I think I get to like 15%.
Okay, so you're 15% abusing it. That's also not cool. And that equals 100% abuse. If you are abusing her, our taxpayer dollars by only seeing 15% of her shows, that is just straight up abuse. Let's scroll through some of these Kash Patel photos that leaked. In the first one, you have a visibly younger Kash Patel smoking what looks to be a cigar or maybe a blunt at a, it looks like a hotel, or he's staying somewhere on a vacation. In this one, you have him sniffing, again, a cigar, looking like he's on vacation, taking touristy pics that he likely emailed to himself. We have him in a New York zip-up looking a bit younger. We have him at Havana Club smoking something again. It's photos that anybody could email themselves. It's not even about the photos themselves. It's not that Kash Patel got exposed for some crazy photos. It's the fact that our own FBI director doesn't even have the fundamental security precautions to prevent his own accounts from being hacked. Even I have multiple levels of verification to get into anything because I have an online persona. I'm a public figure. It is very, very hard to get into anything that I own. But it's not for Kash Patel. It's not for our own FBI director. It indicates a level of carelessness, a level of ineptitude that you see dripping down through every other facet of the Trump administration and of the FBI in particular. I didn't even mention the reports that Kash Patel threw a temper tantrum in the wake of Charlie Kirk's shooting, which was horrific. It was horrific to see Charlie Kirk get publicly assassinated, even though I obviously disagree with him on everything. I thought that was very horrific, but Kash Patel apparently threw a tantrum behind the scenes because he didn't have a proper fitting jacket, or he had lost his jacket, right? So then he has to take some jacket from a female FBI employee. You can look this up. This all happened. And then he starts melting down because he doesn't have the proper patches. Then we learn from former senior FBI officials that you're not even supposed to wear this jacket when you are an official at his level. You have your own style, your own uniform that you wear to show that you are, you know, that you are in a certain position. Kash Patel is easily the worst FBI director of all time, and that is very, very clear. If you agree with that analysis, then make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Atomocker feed below. We will continue to push back against these lies every single day, and we are going to build more debate shows, build more accounts to push back against the lies, and build towards a better country. I love you all, and peace out.